think you can, I don't think I'm going to be able to do it.
The handle fell off?
Yeah.
They don't make doors like they used to.
Right. Okay, Rabbi Osei, we'll get started in the meantime. At the very beginning of the sugya of Chanukah, the Gemara quotes Rav Huna, and the issue is whether or not the oils of an inferior quality, which are excluded on Shabbos for Ner Shabbos, are likewise excluded for Ner Chanukah. And that's indeed the position of Rav Huna. And that's on the bottom of Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph. Amar Rav Huna, psilos u'shmanim shamru chachamei madlikim em b'Shabbos, ein madlikim em b'Chanukah. Now, if Rav Huna would have stopped here, we would have assumed that if Rav Huna is invalidating these psilos and shmanim for Chanukah, then the same thing should apply when Chanukah, when Shabbos coincides with Chanukah, meaning on Shabbos of Chanukah, we should not be able to use these shmonim and psilos. But yet, for some strange reason, Rav Huna has to tell me, bein b'Shabbos, bein b'chol, as if to say that there's a special chiddush that you're allowed to use these shmonim, that you would think you're allowed to use these shmonim on Shabbos. Amar Rava, Rava analyzes Rav Huna. My time in the Rav Huna. So first, Rav Huna is being analyzed as far as Chol is concerned, the regular weekday Chanukah. And the answer is Kosavar Kovsa Zokakla. That the reason why we cannot use these inferior oils is because we need that the Nair should be lit. And if it goes out, you have to rekindle it. This is getting very too messy and too complicated in the case of these oils, which don't last very long. So that's as far as Chol is concerned. Then says Rava, Rav Huna went a step further with an additional Chiddush to tell me that even on Shabbos, you have to exclude these oils. Comes along Rava and he says, Mutal ishtamish li ora. It means that Rav Huna has a problem using these inferior oils on Shabbos. And the reason for that is because you might come to violate Meleches Havara, that's called Shema Yateh. And therefore, don't use these oils on Shabbos. In other words, not only are these oils excluded from Chanukah, but in addition to that, you violate an Iser of a Shavuos of Shabbos if you use these oils on Shabbos and Chanukah. You might have thought that there's no Shema Yateh over here because also Lishtamish Liora. The Kamash Balon, Rav Huna wants to teach me, no, Mutal Lishtamish Liora. Once it's Mutal Lishtamish Liora, then you're allowed to, then you have a problem of Shema Yateh. And therefore you have an additional issue of Shabbos, which is the Iser of Hadlaka, in this case of an inferior oil on Leil Shabbos, on Erev Shabbos. Rashi says, what does it mean, Kovsa Zokukla? So this Rashi that we're about to learn is not so relevant to this first Simon, but it's going to come up later and later, so we might as well get it down. Rashi says, Zokukla Litakna, means that if he sees that the candle is wavering, it's flickering, it's going out, then he's required to do whatever he has to do to fix it and make sure it doesn't go out. Hilkach tzorach l'chatchila lasos yofa. We're not going to rely on the fact that he will fix it if it's flickering, if it's endangered, so to speak. Dilma posha v'lo metaken lo. Maybe he'll be laid back about it, and he won't fix the Nair. And we need the Nair to be Dolok. Therefore, get yourself a Nair Yofa. Then Rashi says, Ubuntu l'shtamish liyora hilkuch b'shabbos osur shema yateh. Now, it's not only is this going to invalid, he's going to forfeit the mitzvah of Chanukah, but on top of it, to boot, he violates an Isur of Shavuos Shabbos because of shema yateh, l'tzorch tashmish. he might use it for his own purposes, and then he sees that the nair is not clear and he needs more light. So when he tips the receptacle, he violates Melechas Havara. That's called Shevayate. And this is all based on Mutal Ishtamish Liora. So if it would have been also Ishtamish Liora, then it would be no problem Shevayate, because he's not using the nair and he wouldn't come to
Tumut.
So again, what I'm saying is the following. That Kofsa Zokaklo would passel the nair for Chanukah. But as far as the Easter of Shabbos is concerned, if I would hold Osul Ishtamish Liora, which the Gemara is going to come up later in Rava, but Rav Huna rejects that, Rav Huna says Mutus. If I were to hold that Osul Ishtamish Liora, then it would not be a Shevayata. You're right. He would not be Yotze the Mitzvah Ner Chanukah because Kofsa Zokaklo, but he would not be in violation of an additional Easter of Shabbos, of Shevayata, because Osul Ishtamish Liora. Osul Ishtamish Liora would be a solution to the problem, would obviate the problem of Shevayata. However, since Rav Huna is of the opinion, Mutal Ishtamish Liora, so now we have a double whammy. In addition to the whole week long of Chanukah, where, since we maintain according to Rav Huna, Kavsa Zokaklo, and therefore the Shmonim and Psilus Apostle, in addition to forfeiting the mitzvah of their Chanukah, if on Leil Shabbos of Chanukah, he will also be in violation of Shevayah. Now that's the additional, you know, I call it the Tarti L'Reis. So it's bad enough that he forfeited the mitzvah of Chanukah, but on top to boot, yeah, he also violated the Nisar of Shabbos. Not Nisar D'Oraisa, but Nisar Shavuos. Okay. So now here's the issue, and that's what we're about to embark upon. When Rav Huna says that these Shmonim and Psilus are disqualified for Ner Chanukah, which Shmonim and Psilus does he mean? Because we have different Neros. We have the Ner that we use as a Shavish, we have a Ner that we use as Ikar HaMitzvah, that's the first Ner, Ner Ishu Beso, and then we have the Mahadri. So what are the standards as far as these three categories? If we talk about the middle category, which means the first nair, then for sure that's what Rav Huna is talking about. Rav Huna says if you use the inferior oils and wicks, then you forfeit the mitzvah nair Chanukah. What would he say about the third category? I already lit my nair Chanukah, it's a perfectly good wick and oil, but honestly, I want to get away cheap with the rest of the nairos. Those neros are in a sense of an inferior status as far as halach is concerned, because I only need that for what? Hidur mitzvah. If let's say I didn't light those candles, I would still be yotze. So now you're going to tell me that I have to worry about all these things, that maybe it'll be flickering and I won't take care of it, and lo yitaken and shevi yifsha and so forth and so on. How far do you go with this? So that's what he says here in the name of the Beis HaLevi. Vehine, you have it. Abeis alevi ala Torah lechanukah kosav de lechaora nira. It would seem at first glance, you'll see why the Beis alevi is inhibited about this. But it would seem logically that the chashash shema yifsha, that when are the chachamim going to determine which oils are valid and which are not valid because they're afraid if you use inferior oils, you might be negligent about it. That's rak v'ikar mitzvah. That's only as far as nair number one is concerned. Aval lemechish shema al yedei pshiyoso yechoser ahidur. Do we have to go so far to say, well, you know what? Maybe he won't be careful about the second nair. Let's say on the second night, and he'll allow it to be so precarious that it'll go out. Lo ich baslan. Why should the halacha be concerned about that? Kevin should be yodur shalom lasos klala hidur. If he wanted to, he could completely omit this hidur. V'ena mechiv bo mitzad ikar achiv mehecha tesi nochush l'shema shema yifsha. Again, if you're telling me that the second nair, because it was an inferior quality nair, is not considered a nair, it's like command the lesson of it's nothing. Okay, so then I can't be mekayem the hidur mitzvah. But we're assuming that all of these wicks and oils are at least basic neros. But the question is shevi yifsha. We're afraid that since it's a very unreliable oil in terms of shelf life, it doesn't have a good record, a track record of lasting long, he might not take care of it. And we're holding now Kavsa Zakakla. Says the Beis Halevi, okay, Kavsa Zakakla, so maybe he'll allow it, you know, by passively leaving it over, that it'll get to a situation where he won't rekindle it, or it'll go out. But why do I have to have those chashashos with regard to Hidur Mitzvah? He could have dropped the Hidur Mitzvah. He didn't even have to light those candles. So why do we have to up the ante and raise the standards and the bar for those Neros that are only begetter Hidur Mitzvah?
But on Shabbos you would, because you're going to have Shemayata by all of them.
Well, if we're holding now Mutal Shabbos Leora, yeah, for sure, we'll have Shemayata. And that's going to be his kashi at the end of the paragraph, if you hang him on for one more minute. But he says the following: V'chol she'idlik ner echad mishemen kosher. So the first ner he lit from the superior quality oil. Mutal lahadlik aneros hanosafim b'shvil ahidur b'psulim. As far as the heater is concerned, he's allowed to use psulim. Ah, now we get to Abby's point. Ah, well, ner Chanukah b'Shabbos. But just one night has to be left out of this whole cheshbon, this whole calculation. And that's the night of Shabbos, because our Isa Shemiyata, Gamim Ika Ner Echad Kosher, Osur Laso Shara Neros Mishemen Posul, Mechasha Shemiyata. Again, because we're holding now Mutal Shtamesh Liora. So what are you going to tell me? Well, the first Ner is with a superior quality Nair. So we're not afraid of Shemiyata. You know, it's a very powerful Nair. But the second Nair, what are you going to tell me? The second Nair is a weak Nair. So we're not going to be afraid of Shemiyata. Why? Because it's only for Hidur Mitzvah? What difference does it make? If Mutal Ishtamish Liora, he'll use the second Nair to illuminate his book. You know, he's reading a book, and all of a sudden he sees that it's the light is flickering. He'll tamper with the Nair. And therefore there's a chashash of Shemiyata. Kmo bad lokas ner Shabbos, desfile labach besimen reish samach dalet afilu ner kosher dole, etzel ner posel osur. Let's say he has two neros. One is kosher, it has the best quality wicks. The other is inferior. He's not allowed to do it. Why? Because we're always afraid that he'll benefit from the second ner, which is of an inferior quality, and if we'll see that it's not shining bright, he'll start tampering with it, and he'll violate melechas havara. Oh, says the Beis HaLevi, and here's where the Beis HaLevi gets a little bit inhibited about his chiddush. His chiddush was that as far as Ner Chanukah is concerned, let's say for 7 out of 8 nights of Chanukah, he's fine. Even if the second, once he uses the kosher shemen of psila for the first night, then he can use the inferior quality oil and wicks for the second night. Ah, but in King Kosher, now we have a problem. And that is, Haray Rav Huna Amar Stoma. Rav Huna made a general statement without qualifying it. And what did he say? He said that Ein Madlikim Behem Bein Bechol Ubein B'Shabbos. Now wait a minute, that's not really true. Because as far as Shabbos is concerned, that's absolute, meaning that is all-inclusive. None of the Neros can be of superior quality. But as far as Chol is concerned, we're saying with the exception of that one Ner, all the other Neros can be of an inferior quality. But the simple import or interpretation of the words of Rav Huna would seem to indicate Mashba the Chol v'Shabbos Shavim Ein B'dineim. There's no difference between the two dinim. So let me review what the Beis HaLevi is saying. Lenny, you came in a little late, so I'm going to try to fill you in. The Beis HaLevi's logic is that if you want to ask whether or not these inferior oils should be used for Chanukah or not, Yesh L'chalk, you should distinguish between the one single candle that's absolutely critical, that's called Ner Ishu Beiso, and the balance of the candles, which are only for the purpose of Hederman. So we don't have to be so concerned and turn over the world on Hidur Mitzvah and say, well, you know what, maybe if he uses the inferior quality oil, he'll tamper with it, he won't tamper with it, he won't watch it, he will watch it, he'll be careful about it, he won't be careful about it, leave it, loss of it. I mean, in any event, he didn't even have to light the second candle, we don't say the Mitzvah. So maybe the strictures and the standards are not as great with regard to the Hidur candles as the demands with regard to the Iker candle. But then the Beis HaLevi says, if that be the case, then the style or the formulation of Rav Huna is not exactly accurate. It's almost misleading, because Rav Huna makes a generic statement that these oils are possible, bein b'Shabbos, bein b'Chol. Now, when it comes to Shabbos of Hanukkah, we're going to have to exclude even the oils for the heder mitzvah. Why? Because Shemayata, he may be tempted to play around with the nair. So if the Shemayata applies even to the heder candles, so therefore on Shabbos, for sure, we're going to have to prohibit him from using the inferior oils, then what happens when he gets to Chol? It says Bein B'Shabbos, Bein B'Chol. The rules of the game seem to change at this point. Because then we're going to say with regard to Chol, that those same candles that you weren't allowed to use because they were of inferior quality during the weekday, right? I'm sorry. Those candles that you can't use on Shabbos of Chanukah because they're inferior quality, and you might come to Shemayata, all of a sudden you're allowed to use them on Hanukkah, meaning the heder candles. It's not uniform. In other words, the statement of Rav Huna is unqualified. And if it's unqualified, then it's very misleading, because he should have somehow indicated that if you're talking about the status of these inferior quality oils and wicks, then there's going to be a difference between Shabbos and Chol. On Shabbos, that disqualification is going to apply straight across the board to all the candles, even the candles of either mitzvah. But on Chol, we're going to only apply these psulim, these invalidations with regard to the first nair, but not with regard to the other nairos, because they were going to drop the bar, because why should we worry about either mitzvah when it's not part of the mitzvah itself? Okay then? So that's what we have here. So again, I think if we summarize the Beis HaLevi, it would come out like this. On a pure theoretical level, conceptually, the Beis HaLevi is absolutely convinced that we should differentiate between the first nair, which is absolutely critical for the mitzvah, and the balance of the neiros, which is only for the sake of what? Heder mitzvah. And we should lower our standards with regard to heder mitzvah. But the Beis HaLevi is very afraid, he's very inhibited to come to this conclusion because of the text, you know, the formulation of Rav Huna. So if you have this page, what we're up to is Vehine. And this is going to lead us to the tshuva of Rabbi Kiveger. Now, let's just backtrack a little bit on where this Rabbi Kiveger fits into our whole perspective on Ner Chanukah that we've been speaking about. The issue is as follows. The Brisa formulates Mahadran, and we don't know exactly how to interpret Mahadran. To what extent is Mahadran part and parcel of the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah? And to what extent can we argue that the Mahadran is some sort of separate, independent kiyum, which is derived from a pasuk in Bishalach called what? Zekei L'Miyavei, right? So how do you understand the Zekei L'Miyavei? So Rav Kiveger wants to know what happens in the following scenario. The man is busy lighting his candles, and then before he gets to the end zone, he realizes, hey, I forgot to make a bracha. Can he still make the bracha of La'adlik Ner Chanukah
on the heder candles?
What would be the tzad to say no?
Because mitzvah is already gone.
Right, we have a principle to overlast the yasa. You can only make a bracha on a mitzvah before you fulfill the mitzvah. Once you fulfill the mitzvah, it's too late. You don't make a bracha after you fulfill the mitzvah.
Hard to know is hidden. Presumably, you're asking the main one first.
Right, and he forgot to make a bracha on the main one.
Well, this is an action.
Then he what?
It's a common action. doesn't it can't you don't have to say that it was the mitzvah, the first candle.
By definition.
Wait, what do you mean? The first mitzvah is the mitzvah.
No, the first candle is the mitzvah.
Oh no, he had in mind for the sake of the mitzvah. Oh yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, he's making a good point here. He had in mind for the sake of the mitzvah. And in fact he fulfilled the mitzvah. But he left out the bracha. So does he have an option of reciting the bracha over the heater, the hemshech hadlaka? On one hand, we would be very, how should I say, negative about this. Why should we allow him to make a bracha when he's already fulfilled his mitzvah? You want to make a bracha, Hashem kitzarim sosu zivano ze al ze keli miaveu, you know, a person puts an atara on his talis, should he make a bracha ze keli miaveu? Or a person beautifies his tefillin, so he's going to make a brach on that? So Rabbi Kivega presents here a machlokas between the pre-Chadash and the Eliyahu Rabba. The pre-Chadash lived about 2.5 centuries ago. The Eliyahu Rabba was much more recent. And they both address the following scenario. It's the 8th night of Hanukkah. He lit 7 candles. Then he reminds himself he didn't make the bracha. He sells one last candle to light. The pre-Chadash goes on even further. The pre-Chadash wants to know what happened if he got confused, and on the 8th night of Hanukkah he thought it was the 7th night of Hanukkah. So he lit 7 candles. Then all of a sudden somebody reminded him, maybe it's the 8th night of Hanukkah. You got to add another candle for the Heder mitzvah. And the pre-Chadash wants to know if he can make a bracha on the 8th candle. So let's look at it inside. He says the following: Hine b'shut Rabbi Kivega Tnina Sif Yud Gimel Nistabek. He has a suffix b'mishah hitluk near Chanukah b'leil Ches v'shachach levarich al hadlakosa. So again, he forgot to make the bracha on the hadlaka. V'rakodem. Now here, I would ask you to do me a favor if you can. I have an extra pen here. I don't know if there are any more. Does anybody else have a pen or a pencil? If not, we'll just pass it around. There's a mistake here in the print, and it bothers me. There's a halacha in the Sefer Torah. You always have to make a correction. You can't leave it around. It should be Kodesh Shehidlik. You see that on the third line? It says Hikdim. So change the mem at the end to a kuf. All right. So anyway, getting back to the reading here from Kveger, so he forgot to recite a bracha on the hadlaka. V'rakodim shehid lekulon. What does he mean? Kodim shehid lekulon. What does he have left?
The 8th one.
He has the 8th candle left. Again, I don't know why Rabbi Kveger gave this example.
They're all six of them.
Right. He's dramatizing. Is that he's saying that. That maybe you could even justify a bracha on that very last candle. So, 7 out of 8, he lit without a bracha. But Chachi still has one more adloka, one more there. But again, the same question could have been on the second night. If after he lit the first candle, he reminded himself to make the bracha on the second candle, etc., etc. Da'adayin lo birech, if yesho levarech olo. In other words, should he be making the bracha of Lahadlik before the 8th candle? Vehevi, so Rabbi Kivega quotes the pre-Chadash, Siman Tafresh Ayin Beis, Kosav Demishum Hidur, Ein Lo Levarech. And this is intuitively, this is, what should I say, intuitive, because how can he make a bracha on Hidur mitzvah? You want to make a bracha on Hidur mitzvah, call it Asher Kitzarim Mitzvosim Tzivano Lahadir Esav Mitzvahs. I don't know, I've never seen a nusach like that in my life. Oh, Ein Lo Levarech. Yeah.
Could it be that once you having this preparation for it, and it's clear that the mitzvah by you is defined as this set action, meaning lighting all 8 candles, so by having that clear either in your mind or physically, you have the time frame of the mitzvah is included for the entire thing, even though halachically, technically, part of it is hiddur mitzvah.
So wait, you're saying maybe the the subjective intention here should play a role, and therefore maybe if he intended to light X number of candles. Now the case of the pre-chadosh that Reb Kiveg is quoting is where he mistakenly thought he only needs 7 candles. And after he lit the 7 candles, somebody knocks on his head and says to him, "Hey buddy, I think you forgot, it's the 8th night of Hanukkah." I don't blame him for making such a mistake, because you know, when you get to the 8th night of Hanukkah, you get a little down. You know, you don't want to say goodbye to Hanukkah. So he fooled himself and convinced himself it's only the 7th night of Hanukkah. You know, there's a big party on the 8th night. He didn't want to miss it.
As an aside to that, we have to have in mind when we're lighting the candle, this is the main candle, and the others are all
right. In order to be kind of the mitzvah of either mitzvah.
Yeah.
So he's saying that on an intuitive level, you know, you thought that you were finished, and now there's a heder mitzvah to light another candle. That's a separate mitzvah of heder mitzvah. You can't make the bracha sher kitzonim mitzvot because you want a lahadlik. You really don't have a mitzvah lahadlik. Again, you only have a mitzvah lahadlik in the broader sense of zekeinu yamveu, but not in the specific sense of ner chanukah. Ner chanukah you fulfill.
Didn't you say one time last week, I think, that the bracha is part of the mitzvah itself? That you can't separate the two.
Right.
That's why you're just lighting candles. What makes it into a Ner Hanukkah?
Correct. But again, I would still say, Joel, that shtickel Torah applies to the first Ner.
But he didn't do it, so that wasn't a Ner Hanukkah.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Oh, okay. Yeah, wow. That's, you know, you're sending us down another road. He's assuming that you certainly owe to the mitzvah. The question is, can you make a bracha on the heder mitzvah? That's going to be machlok between the pre-chadosh who says no, and the elyon says yes, you can make a bracha on the heder mitzvah. But Dr. Joel is saying, but wait a minute, who says he was yotze b'chal if he left out the bracha? Yeah, that's the chiddush of the Maror Katzir, you know, Rabbi Yaakov Emden. It would be relevant to us if we were dealing with a case halacha l'maisa, as you said before. But in terms of this discussion and presentation of Rabbi Kiveger, that's not relevant to us, because he's assuming that you would definitely owe to the mitzvah even without the bracha, which is a universal principle. Ein ha-bracha ma'akeves es ha-mitzvah. You're right. You're an ibbur chacham. You're a big talmud chacham. So you know about the Maror Katzir, who says that it's essential. Yeah. Okay. Vihine, Rav Kiveger, after he quotes these two opinions, Heyer means he comments, L'chora, on an intuitive level, Kvar Gorma Mitzvasa, Miyad Shehid L'Kner Echa. Right, even though he forgot the bracha. U'mashem Mosif Rak, Machmas Hidur, and then now he continues lighting other candles, additionally for a Hidur, Havile L'Mevitol Shaykh L'Varechalov. How can you make a bracha on Hidur Mitzvah? So it means that Rabbi Kiveger is understanding intuitively that the mitzvah is complete even without the Hidur mitzvah. The Hidur mitzvah is another category. It's a different kind of a mitzvah. Zeh keli mi'anveir. It's extra, but it's independent and it doesn't generate a bracha. Okay. So now the Gevura Sari found a Tosfos in Masechtas Sukkah. Now let me give you a little background to this Tosfos and see how it's relevant to our case of Ner Chanukah. Tosfos wants to know, the Gemara establishes Mida Ad Bei Nofik Bei, which means that as soon as you lift up the Dal Minim, you're Yotze. So Tosfos is trying to engineer when exactly we should make the bracha. So Tosfos says the following: you can't make the bracha when the dalet minim are on the table. That's already over the over. That's already two steps removed. It's like if I give you the mashal, a woman makes a bracha on tefillas nidah after she's already submerged herself. It's not that she makes the bracha before she gets undressed and goes into the mikvah. Or in the case of shofar, you're not going to make the bracha on the shofar when the shofar is on the table. You're holding the shofar. You're ready to blast. And this principle goes over and over again. You never separate the bracha two steps away from the mitzvah, right? It's got to be over last yosef, right before the mitzvah. So Tosfos has a problem over here. Mimonashav. If he's going to make the bracha before he picks up the dalet minim and they're on the table, that's already over the over. That's already too far removed. If, on the other hand, he makes the bracha after he already lifted it up, it's too late, right? It's too late because he already used Makai of the mitzvah. Because Mida Agbe Nafik Be. So Tosfos goes through various you know, our minhag is to turn it upside down. You remember that? One of the minhag, let's say the esrog, you turn it upside down. It's shalom kedera kedilasav. Then you make the bracha and you turn it. But again, Tosis has that, and that's our basis. But he has another answer. And this is the one we want to focus on. And Tosis says that he still has not knew him. He reminded himself before he did the not knew him. So what does that mean? He can still make the bracha on the nanuim.
The nanuim is just the hinder.
Oh, that's because minag be nothing. Maybe he was already yotzi before the nanuim. The Gemara says that as soon as he lifted it up in his hands, he was yotzi. He says afli akash and netolo, even after he took it into his hands, the yotzad mitzvah, he already fulfilled the mitzvah. He could still make the bracha. Why? Bishum da mitzvah lo nigmara adayim legamre. It's not completely complete. It's not finished. The boy the anua. So again, the anuim are not critical, but the anuim will enhance your mitzvah. The ode. Okay, this next piece I would even skip. He wants to say that as long as the lulav is in your hands, you can run around with it, and you do all sorts of different things with it. That's called the Anshe Yushalayim. Does he mention the Anshe? Yeah, the Anshe Yushalayim. This is called the Nikiyah Das Yushalayim. So Gemara says that they used to run around with the Lulav and the Esrig and be Mavakir Cholim, and they would be Menachem Avelim with the four Minim.
This Nanu, we talk about the Nanu when we made the Brocha.
I'm not sure. Excellent question, Lenny. I don't know if he means Nanuim right after the Bracha or the Nanuim in Hallel. You have to really, I don't have the toast in front of me. We could look that up. But be it as it may, the conceptual breakthrough here is that if your Nanuim is going to enhance the mitzvah, then you can still make the Bracha. Even though, again, you were Yotze the Ikar mitzvah. Correct?
What was the mitzvah you used? You just took it.
Well, l'kachem l'chem, all it means is lift up the dalad minim. So you lifted it up and boom, you yotze. Check it off. Right? So he says, so what's the deal over here? Hare, if yesh dover min ha-mitzvah na-muvchar, it would enhance your mitzvah by doing nanuim, even though, again, it's not critical. Is chashiv kover lasiyasa? You can still salvage the bracha. Reisha kosev tosi afagadu kar yotzad mitzvah mikomakom kevin shad anuim abi mitzvah min amukar b'mitzvahs netila is akati chashiv over lasiyasa. Right, it's considered over lasiyasa. What did you find there, John? Oh, which you got to help me. I don't know if I. Yeah, it's this toast is over lasiyasa, but okay, I'll try. Give me a minute, I'll try. If you don't mind, as long as you guys are not absolutely bored by my looking here for the toast, is that all right?
That's for sure.
Okay, good. So you're giving me a little bit of extra room here. You know, when I give a shir, I'm always very pressured. I don't want to waste your time. He says, how can you make the bracha liachrish and netolo when he already took it in his hands? Midi agbei, nothing bei, can I bring myself pirkadaf men beis? Umi lo mistabra klal dehef yivarechol of a humudach bekli? Kli means it's on the table and he's going to make a bracha. The Gemara says, when should you make the bracha? The Gemara in Menachos says, when should you make the bracha on tefillin? It's mamish before the kshira. Do you follow what I mean? You don't make the bracha on the tefillin while the tefillin is sitting on the table. It means you have to make over lasios and immediately mizumenis l'biyodo. He's about to finish the mitzvah. So he says, Shema, perhaps mishiyaschil litol hesalulav kodem shiitol se'esrog. Maybe he should pick up the lulav, which has three out of the four meaning. He hasn't yet picked up the esrog. And that's over lasios and kevon shema akrim zed. That's one answer. Inami's second answer is liakrish and otel shneim elahofech echad mehem she'ein amitzol kider kedilos. He takes one of them shalom kider kedilos. And then he says v'efshar afilu noket le kider chakilosam she's kavin shalom lotzei spo ad liachra broch. So all that is three different answers. But then Tosfos gives a fourth answer. And he says that maybe the Nanuim, he doesn't specify which Nanuim. I assume he means Nanuim right after the Bruch. That's Pashtus. Is he says, just like in Netilas Yadayim, how do you make a Bruch on Netilas Yadayim? You already washed your hands. But he says, since you need Niguv, is Lo Gomer Mitzvasa Adliacha Niguv, and therefore it's over Lasiyasa before the Niguv. It's between the Netila and the Niguv. Then he goes on to say that maybe you could say here also Lo Gomer Mitzvasa Adliacha Nanuv. Tosfos says it's not really comparable to the case of Niguv in Netilas Yadayim. You Lo Domi Klal Hai Nanuv, the Animal of Machshir Mitzvah. The Alma, the Loma Akiv. So again, you have to go through the sugya of Netilas Yadayim, and you have to know how I motion, and you have to know whether or not Niguv is absolutely indispensable. You know, if it's a critical part of it. In any event, the basic theory of Tosfos is the Hamitzvah Adayim Lo Nigvra Adayim Legamri. Why? Because since lechatchil, if all things are ideal, boy nanua, he has to shake the lulav. Therefore, he could still make the bracha. So now, getting back to the Gemara's Yitzchak, he wants to say the following: maybe we could apply this in a parallel way to Ner Chanukah. That since Tosfos says that the nanuim enhances the mitzvah, and the mitzvah is not complete, it's not considered complete until after the nanuim. And Rabbi said, what's the nafkamina of Tosfos? If the Nanuim complete the mitzvah, then it's still what? Over Lasi Yosem before the Nanuim. Kmochen. Why don't we establish the following analogy? Bosofas Neros Chanukah Mishumhidur Mitzvah. Afal Gav de Kvar Yotzah Mitzvah. Even though he fulfilled the mitzvah. And you want to say, Ein Levarach Alahidur Mitzvah. We call him Kom Kevin Shal Sofas Ad Neros. Hali Mitzvah Min Amuvchar. The mitzvah sadlokas ner Chanukah mikri sham ha mitzvah dayin lo nigmara v'choshiv over lasiyos. So he has this brilliant chiddush here that nanuim is only to enhance the mitzvah, embellish it. It's mitzvah in a mufchar, and yet Tosfos says adayin lo nigmara mitzvah. Therefore, you can make the bracha over lasiyos. Here too, you've already fulfilled your mitzvah neri shubesa with the first candle. But you enhance your mitzvah by what? By adding candles of Hidur, and therefore you can still call it a Daimlo Nigmara mitzvah, and it's called what? Over Lasios.
And the Nanuim is definitely not part of the mitzvah.
What do you say?
I said the Nanuim is definitely not part of the mitzvah.
Oh, so Lenny says very well. It's not clear from Tosfos that Tosfos means to say that this is a Hidur mitzvah. Tosfos says, Adayin lo nigmar, adayin legamre, the mitzvah is not complete, the boy nanuim is therefore mavarech. So again, in the language of Tosfos, I'm not 100% sure that Tosfos means ze keli v'anveyu, that this is just an embellishment to the mitzvah. He says, lo nigmar mitzvah legamre, which sounds like he's saying that Nanuim is... Yeah. Again, there are many parts to a mitzvah, some of which are critical and some of which are not critical. I'm not sure, is it true, which I think he's assuming here, that by definition, if I say about a part of the mitzvah that's not critical, it must be Zekei Mimavid. That's his premise.
Yeah, he's using mitzvah on Mufchar as a different category, possibly.
Different than Zekeli Mavir?
Possibly, yes.
He's not. He's saying they're the same.
I thought he was saying they're the same.
The same, but I don't. But is that the MS? I mean,
they don't. What I'm asking is, again, Abby, you may be a few light years ahead of me. I'm way behind you. I'm assuming that Mitzvah Ben Amufchar means Zekeli Mavir.
I'm not sure Tosfos means that though.
No, I don't.
He's saying
Tosfos doesn't say, doesn't Tosfos doesn't use the word mitzvah in a movie.
He doesn't.
I don't think so. Let me read it again. He says, maybe I wasn't careful about what I read. He said the following. Inami mishum delo gomra mitzvasa adli achar hananuin. And he gives the example of negiva in etil siyadayim. Negiva in etil siyadayim is not an issue of zekel v'aveiru.
Right.
And then he wants to say, that where was the final conclusion in Tosus? He says, "Holva mitzvah lo nigmar adayin legamri deboy nanuim is therefore mevarech." Just one second.
Doesn't sound like
that. I'll tell you where Tosus does say mitzvah ben amufar. That's a little bit later on in Tosus. Do you remember I told you about the Anshe Yerushalayim? They used to run around with their Dalet Minim and do different things, like Nichol Avela and Bikur Cholim. So he says, V'od, Amrina B'sof Pirkin Minig Shal Anshe Yerushalayim Adam Yotze Mitok Beso. V'lu Lovo B'yodo Nichnas L'Beis HaKnesu Lovo B'yodo Kori Kriyat Shema L'Lon B'yodo. It goes on to speak about Vavakar Cholim and everything else. Aval Pishkol Eilu Dvarmeinu Ma'ak. V'mikom kom hoil. V'yesh b'dor mitzvah in ha-muvchar. Choshiv over lasiyos.
But he doesn't say Zakir V'yabet.
He calls it mitzvah in ha-muvchar. And he says that if I only discuss Nanuim and I said to you, well, as long as we're anticipating Nanuim, it's not yet fafal and it's not yet too late to make the bracha, so that probably would have no impact on our discussion about Ner Chanukah. But then he goes on, he says, V'od. And now I'm beginning to appreciate why he added this V'od. When I first read it, I wasn't sensitive to it. But the V'od is that now Tosus is saying that all these things about running around with Yeluav, that's only a mitzvah in a muvchar. And yet, you can make a bracha on that. How do you know you can make a bracha on it? That he says, Besof Pirkin, he says, Av Bishkol Elu Einema Akvim, Yikom Kom Hol, Vyesh Bedor Mitzvah Amufchar, Choshiv Ke Over Lasiyosan. And you can still make a brachon. That's Tosus's assumption. So if we plug in the Tosus to the case of Ner Chanukah, he was already Yotzi Ezekir Mitzvah with the first Nair. Now it's Mitzvah Min HaMuvchar to continue to light the candles. I don't know, Abby, that's before your comment. I'm just...
Right,
let me just... Let me just... Again, I want to first, you know, present what he's saying, and then you can argue with him. But I also want to argue with him, but I want to first be honest to present his theory. His theory is that when you get to Mitzvah Min HaMuvchar, it's still considered over Lasiyos. So Memela, we begin to understand the sheet of the Elio Rabba, who says that if you forgot to make the bracha at the beginning of the Adloka, you can still make the bracha as long as you're still involved in lighting the candles. Let me see it inside. And he says the following. K'mo chein bo sofas neros Chanukah mishum hider mitzvah afal gav shekvar yotza mitzvah the aim of Varchala Hidur Atzma, the Komako Kavinshaw Sofas and Neros have a mitzvah in a Muvchar, the mitzvah at Lokas Ner Chanukah is Mikri Shah Mitzvah Dainlo Nigmara, the Choshiv over Lasiyosan. So right now he's assuming that the mitzvah in a Muvchar, the way to do this mitzvah in its ideal way, is to add the Neros, and that's like the case of the Anshe Yerushalayim, and therefore you can still make the bracha over Lasiyosan. See, I just want to... Abby, do you mind if I'm delaying your comment for a minute? I just want to make one comment because I'm going to forget what I wanted to say. What's fresh in my mind, and that's why is the following. If I'm involved in the mitzvah, then you could apply the rule of adayin lo nigmar on mitzvah. And it could very well be that mitzvah min ha-muvchar, or zekeli m'aveyu, whatever it might be, that could establish what we call adayin lo nigmar on mitzvah. And I can accept that. But I just want to make one point. You can't go too far with this, I think. What happens in the following scenario? And we'll see how to plug this in. Let's say he's no longer involved in the mitzvah. He's finished the Maisa mitzvah, and now he wants to be Mekayim the Hidur mitzvah. So I have two questions. Question number one is, if there was a stop, if there was a pause, a sof pasuk, you know, between the moment that he fulfilled the mitzvah and then the additional neros that he wants to add for Hidur mitzvah, if there was an absolute hefsek, whatever that means, we'll have to see. Then A, I would ask you, would he still be able to accomplish Hidur mitzvah? And B, would he be able to be Mavarech on the Hidur mitzvah? And I'm wondering, maybe those two questions are independent one of the other. It could be I might be able to postulate that in such a case, he still could be Mekayim the Hidur mitzvah. Maybe it's not too late for that. Even though, again, there was a sof pasuk, there was a pause. But nevertheless, the bracha he can't make anymore. Because the bracha is lahadlik ner shel Chanukah. Once he makes a pause, then the bracha would have to be on Hidur mitzvah. So even if I grant you that there is a possibility of fulfilling Hidur mitzvah after he completed the mitzvah itself, you know, the gufa shel mitzvah, and he fulfilled his obligation, he still has the opportunity of Hidur mitzvah. Let's say I would assume so. But I'm not sure if therefore he can make a bracha, because it could be that when we say Adayin lo nigmar mitzvah, what we mean is Adayin lo nigmar maisa mitzvah. You know, is he still involved in the maisa mitzvah? But lechora, you know what, I'm just thinking it out now, and I think what I just told you is wrong. If he can still do the Hidur mitzvah, just 1 second, if he can still do the Hidur mitzvah, maybe by definition that means that it's a maisa mitzvah. No, what I mean to say is the following. Let me try it now. Now I think I got it better. Yes, do you mind if I just want, because I'm afraid I'm going to lose my train of thought. What I'm trying to say is the following. That there may be two possibilities in Hidur mitzvah. One Hidur mitzvah is an extension of the original Maisa mitzvah, and the other Hidur mitzvah is a new Maisa mitzvah unto itself. So it works like this. If I'm still involved, let's say in the case of Hadlaka, I'm still involved in the Maisa Hadlaka, then the Hidur mitzvah now is an extension of that Maisa Hadlaka. But once I take a break, then I might have a possibility of Hidur mitzvah, but that Hidur mitzvah is Zekeli Miaveu. It's a separate independent entity. It's not an extension of the original Maisa mitzvah. Now, in order to try to maybe put a little teeth into it, you know, give it some support, I want to read to you a few lines from the Mishnas Yavitz of Rabbi Tzal Zsolti. And he writes the following: Kosav Atur Biyoridea Simon Reish Samach Dalid Hamol Kolz Manchemis Asik Bimila Choser Bein Al Tzitzin Hamaakvin Ubein Al Tzitzin She'en Hamaakvin Piresh Mimenu Eino Choser Ela Al Hamaakvin. Do you hear this word Piresh Mimenu? So what the Moel, anybody here in the room a Moel? No? Okay, because if you were, you'd probably clarify this for me a little bit better than what I could say. But anyway, the Mila means that he's cutting. Now he takes a break, and he realizes that there's still skin to be cut, and the tour says the following, that if he's still cutting, then he could continue cutting even though he was already yotzei the mitzvah. The skin that he has to cut now is already eidah ma'akvin es hamila. But pirish mimenu, if let's say he cut all the tzitzin ha-ma'akvin and then he takes a break, and he, let's say he lifts up the knife, and now he wants to put it back down to cut the tzitzit ha-ma'akvim, eino chozer. Okay? So far, so good? Did everybody have it? Should I review it, or you have it? Be honest with me. I mean, okay.
You lit one Hanukkah candle, you don't have any more candles, and then someone comes in, gives you another candle.
Okay, okay. But I'm saying you have the case in Mila? Okay, so wait a minute. There's still, I'm going to drop a bomb over here. Why? Because Rav Zsolti says that this distinction between Pirish Mimenu and Lo Pirish Mimenu only applies on Shabbos, on a Shabbos bris. Al b'chol chozer al akol bein tzitzin ma'akvim bein tzitzin she'ena ma'akvim, and if I understand correctly, I hope I'm not misleading you, it means even pirish mimenu. No, there's this whole distinction that if he was pirish mimenu, then he's only chozer on ma'akvim but not on ena ma'akvim. That only applies to Shabbos, meaning in the exact same case in chol he would be chozer even on tzitzin she'ena ma'akvim even if it was pirish mimenu. Again, he doesn't say that explicitly, but I think that's
what you mean.
I hope I'm right. Not misleading you. Oh. Now he quotes a Darkei Moshe, and the Darkei Moshe says the following. Dikshechozer al tzitzit ha-ma'akvim mevarches ha-brochos. Now again, I apologize that we need a lot more time to research this, but I think what's going on here is that the Rambam is saying that how long do we give him until he makes the brachos? We have a principle called overlasiyason. So he says as long as he's still cutting tzitzin hama'akvim. But if it's tzitzin she'ena ma'akvim, which we just said is chozer aleihem, even after pirish mehem, if it's chol, he goes back and he cuts them. So then he doesn't make a bracha on tzitzin she'ena ma'akvim, even though he's chozer aleihem. It just seems to me that if I understand the Darkei Moshe, what he's saying is the following, that on Shabbos, you can only override the Shabbos for the sake of Mila as long as you're involved in the original mice of Mila. Now you took a break and it was pirish mimenu, he lifted the knife, then he can't continue cutting because he's violating the Shabbos and it's not part of the original mice. On Chol, I have a mitzvah min amuvchar, or call it zekei liaveyu, to cut even tzitzin she'ena ma'akvin, and there's no issue of Shabbos, so let it be chozer even on tzitzin she'ena ma'akvin, even after pirish mimenu. But comes along the Ramah, and he adds a stipulation, as far as the bracha is concerned, he can only make the bracha on tzitzin ma'akvin. But on tzitzin she'ena ma'akvin, which again he's going to cut even after he was porridge, he doesn't make a bracha. If he didn't make a bracha until now. So again, what I think we're saying here is that there is a concept of heder mitzvah as an independent entity of the ma'aseh mitzvah. The ma'aseh mitzvah is complete, and yet there's heder mitzvah. And then there's a heder mitzvah, which is built into the original ma'aseh mitzvah. The nafka mina is going to be on Shabbos. That if lo piresh, will encourage him to continue cutting even tzitzin she'ena ma'akvim esavim, and he can override the Shabbos. Why? Because he's still involved in the original ma'isa. So there's one concept called adayin lo nigmar mitzvah, meaning the ma'isa mitzvah, and then there's a separate, independent heder mitzvah. The nafka mina is you can't violate the Shabbos for the sake of a heder mitzvah. You can only violate the Shabbos for the sake of the lo nigmar mitzvah. Again, even though at one point in time he fulfilled the mitzvah, he already cut all the tzitzin ha-ma'akvin, but it doesn't matter. Adayin lo nigmar ha-mitzvah, meaning the heder mitzvah here, tuzayif, you know, it accomplishes the following goal, that he's still involved in the ma'aseh of mitzvah. And that ma'aseh of mitzvah is docheh Shabbos. So therefore, what I'm thinking is, and this is what Dr. Joel, I think you were taking me, hopefully, to the same goal line, you know, we're all trying to get the football up of the goalie line, is that in Ner Chanukah, we didn't need the Heder Mitzvah. Can you be Mavarach on the Heder Mitzvah? And the answers might depend. If he's still involved in the original Maisa Mitzvah, Shadai Lo Nigma Mitzvah, you can make a Bracha. Yeah. But if you've already completed, and you took a break, and all of a sudden, like you say, somebody, you know, your great-grandmother comes along in a dream and she gives you some more neros, right? Or somebody knocks on your door and says, hey, wait a minute, buddy, tonight's the eighth night of Hanukkah. Oh, I gotta add another candle. So like he gets the matches together and he starts, you know, scratching this. That's already a different kind of heder mitzvah. That's like being chozer on tzitzim she'enah makfinas amila after he was poresh mimenu, and enochinami will be chozer on tzitzim she'enah makfinas, but not on Shabbos, because that's already a separate kiyum independent. And the Rambam writes he can only be mavarech when he's chozer on tzitzin amakvinas amil, but not on tzitzin sheyamakvinas amil. Let me just read another line here.
I mean that whether he's parish or not, he can't make a bracha on tzitzin sheyamakvinas.
So I don't know. Again, as I told you before, we'd have to take out the Rambam and look it up. It's in the tour. You know, the Rambam wrote a commentary on the tour, which is called the Darkei Moshe. So he's quoting it from the Darkei Moshe. Again, I don't have a Darkei Moshe in front of me. Do we want to take a break and do that? I don't know. But anyway, let's see what he says. He says the following. So the Maharil writes the following. And this is quoted by the Darkei Moshe. D'chshechozer al tzitzer ma'akvin, sorach levarech eskol abrochos. Right, so, and that would apply even if he was Parish Mimen, right? So far, so good. He says the following: L'chor tzarch ir, d'lama kosav dafka k'shechozim al tzitzim ma'akvim halgei l'das hatur b'chol hu chozer gam al tzitzim she'ena ma'akvim. So why are you telling me that he can recite the brachos only on the tzitzim ma'akvim when the Torah says he's chozer even on tzitzim she'ena ma'akvim? In Kain Gabahem Yesh Levarchas Kol Abrochos. He says, Ela Muchach Di Eino Ein Levarch Al Ahidur. Right? Even though, again, you have to be, you'll be Choser even on what? On Tzitzin Sheinim Akvim, but you can't make a bracha according to the Rambam and all the Shittas that he quotes here in the Rambam. So again, he's trying to prove that the principle is ein levarach al ahidur. You can only make a bracha on the tzitzin hama'akvim es habila. Why? Because that's critical to the mitzvah itself. Yeah, but that's only true because he was porish mimenu. Because again, if he was low porish mimenu, it would override the Shabbos. If it overrides the Shabbos, then it certainly is part of the mitzvah. You can't tell me that you're going to violate the Shabbos for the sake of zeh kelim yaveim. The Torah says you're allowed to violate the Shabbos for the sake of the mitzvah of milah. So if you're telling me that you can violate the Shabbos in a case of low pirish mimenu, even for tzitzin she'enah makvinas amilah, which is only zeh kelim yaveihu, it must be part and parcel of the mitzvah of milah. Otherwise it can't possibly override the Shabbos. So we see that there are two categories of heder mitzvah. There's one category of heder mitzvah, which is einah ma'akev, but it overrides the Shabbos, and that's part and parcel of the original mitzvah. There's another category of Zekein Liyaveyu, which is a separate independent entity. And it would never override the Shabbos. But nevertheless, you could achieve Zekein Liyaveyu. Horaya, the Torah writes that you'll be chozer even on Tzitzin Sheinah Ma'akvinas Amila during Chol. Again, you can't do that on Shabbos, but you can do it on Chol as a separate kiyum of Zekein Liyaveyu. Let's see if he applies this to Ner Chanukah. He says the following: "Is l'fia mavur shehidur b'ner Chanukah k'shemosif aholich? If it's a din of hidur migufa shel mitzvah shel Ner Chanukah, then im kein yochel levarech." So again, if you'd ask me, I would say, "Well, is this hidur of Mosif Aholich part of the Gufa Shel Mitzvah such that you can make a bracha? You know, if Ner Chanukah was Docha Shabbos, could you be Docha Shabbos even on the hidur mitzvah?" And the answer is yes and no. Yes, as long as it was low pirish, meaning if he's still involved in the mitzvah. And then you want to tell me, well, he finished the mitzvah, but now he wants to be mahad of the mitzvah. I would say it's fine and dandy, but you can't override the Shabbos. And what parallel Shabbos? The bracha. because whether you can make the bracha will depend upon whether you're involved in the original mitzvah. Because Asher Kitshon Mitzvot Simono Lahadlik Ner Shel Chanukah. So is it still considered Lahadlik Ner Shel Chanukah? So let's see if this fits into what he's going to say. He says the following. He says, Yisod Pluktas HaPri Chodesh Va'Elio Rabahu Shapri Chodesh Sover Shehidur Mitzvah Eino Chelik Migufa Mitzvah Elo Mitzvah Bifnei Atzma. Yeah, but again, I would make the following comment. The Pri Chodesh is talking about a case where all of a sudden they notify him it's the eighth night of Hanukkah. Maybe that's a case of Pirish. And that's why the Pri Chodesh doesn't want to allow you to make a brach on the eighth candle. But it could be in principle the Pri Chodesh would say that as long as you're still involved in the Mais Adloka and you aren't Pirish, then Echinami, you know, you're lighting another seven candles until you light the last candle, you can still make the brach. That's not the way he says it, though. He says Kolshkein Lo Shach Levarach Al Hider Mitzvah Habrach Habrach Al Ikar Mitzvah Kevich Ikar Mitzvah Kvar Nigmar. Now wait a second, I'm lost over here. He's saying the Pri Chodesh is telling you you can't make a brach on Hider Mitzvah. Why? Because Hider Mitzvah is not part of the Gufa Mitzvah. Yeah, but what about the Tosfos about Nanuim? I mean, the Pri Chodesh is not rejecting Tosfos, I don't think. Tosfos says you can make a bracha on Nanuim even though it's only a mitzvah and a muvchar.
But he's differentiating between mitzvah and a muvchar and Hebrew mitzvah.
I don't think he is. You might want to differentiate, but you want to read it into him?
You could say that.
Oh, but leave out in the Gemara Sitzel. So, Abby, you want to say your own Torah. You want to say mitzvah and a muvchar is not either mitzvah.
Tosfos is not talking. Tosfos' case of mitzvah and a muvchar, of enam nigmar ha-mitzvah, is not either mitzvah. It's a different category of mitzvah and a muvchar.
Right.
As opposed to Chanukah, which is either mitzvah, which according to the Pri Chodesh is nigmar mitzvah.
One second. It's a little bit too confusing for me. Let me get this straight.
Tosfos says lo nigmar mitzvasa, and that's a category of mitzvah men amuvchar, but not Hebrew mitzvah.
That's just by Chanukah, though.
But by Chanukah, the Hebrew mitzvah is not a mitzvah men amuvchar. It's a Hebrew mitzvah. It's a separate category, and the mitzvah is complete. Is nigmar once you light one candle, and that's what he's saying. The Pri Chodesh is saying. Of course, your question is better because.
See, I'm confused because I thought that when he quoted the Tosin Sukkah, he wants to prove that you can make a bracha on Hider Mitzvah. That's what I thought. It was. Am I jumping the gun here?
No, he says the following. Right. He wants to say that.
He's saying the following.
No, I think he did
want
to say that.
No, or you can combine what you're saying, that it's not Hider Mitzvah, it's separate, and that's why you can see the brush
I'm sorry, I apologize. So you add another candle for Hider Mitzvah, you can't make a brach. So I thought the Achein Nira, he's going to try to now defend the opposite position. He toasts the sukkah. Yotza mitzvah shulot nigmar adayim. Let's see another now. We turn the page. And he says, that Tosfos says, Yesh b'dover mitzvah namuvchar, v'chor v'shkeh, it's still considered over l'asiyosah. Harei kosva Tosfos, the afagal dekvar yotza mitzvah, v'kom kom kevish ananuim ami mitzvah namuvchar, v'mitzvah s'netila, akati choshev over l'asiyosah. And therefore, k'mochein, we should make the analogy, Tosfos asneiros chanukah mishum hider mitzvah. And he himself is not, I don't think he's sensitive to this distinction between
mitzvah and amuvchar. No, not until he gets to explaining the chiluk between the Elio Rav and the Chodesh.
Oh, you think he's going to backtrack?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's get his habamin. At the habamin, he's saying that Tosfos says you can make a mitzvah brach on the nanuim because it's mitzvah and amuvchar. And he says the parallel case would be making a bracha on the extra neros of Chanukah because of Hider Mitzvah. That even though he was Yotzen Iker Mitzvah, he could still make a bracha. He says, "Mikol konkein shol sofas haneiros habimitzvah namuvchar b'mitzvah sadlokas ner chanukah mikri shabmitzvah dain lo nigmara v'choshiv overlasiyoson." So again, in my humble reading, I don't think he's at all sensitive at this point. Again, I don't know what's coming around the bed, but at this point, he's not sensitive to any distinction between the mitzvah and a muvchar of Tosus in Anuim and the Hidur mitzvah of adding Neros in the case of Ner Chanukah. In both situations, even though he was Yotzei the mitzvah, but nevertheless, Adayin lo nigmar a mitzvah, and he could make a bracha over Lasiyos. And that would answer, I think, Rabbi Kivega's taina. Rabbi Kivega is asking, how can you possibly make a bracha on a mitzvah when you've already fulfilled a mitzvah? Kevin Shikvar Nigma mitzvah, he actually hid like Ner Echad, he lit one candle. Umasha Mosif Machmas Hidur mitzvah is, we should say, Lo Shach Levarachal. If that was Rabbi Kivega. So now we're saying, no, that even though you completed the Ikar mitzvah, the mitzvah continues. And why does the mitzvah continue? Because of Hidur mitzvah. We saw that in the case of Nanuim, and now we're going to see it in the case of Tosofa's Neros. So the Yesoda Plukta in the Pri Chodosh and the Elio Rabu, that Pri Chodosh Sover, the Hidur Mitzvah, Eino Chelik Migufa Mitzvah. So Abby, you want to assume that what he means is that Nanuim is Mitzvah and a Mukhar, that's already Chelik Migufa Mitzvah.
Right.
Because I don't think he has that in mind, but
you know. What you're saying, the Pri Chodosh is rejecting Moses.
Correct. Maybe again, your answer might be, you know, Yesh Liyash for Pri Chodosh, but I don't even think he raises that question, so I don't know. I mean, at some point he should have clarified that, you know, Yesh Chalik Bein Mitzvah Mubchal Lebein Hidur Mitzvah. Maybe he thought we were so brilliant that we would come up with that on our own. I don't know. But it's a little bit chasim and unsafe.
It's irrelevant that the meiser is different. In other words, like what is...
So, Lenny, are you saying what I said before about the Tzitzin Shenemach and Samil, or are you saying something totally new? Because again, you know, I'm always eager to hear something new, but I want to tell you something old first. And what's old to me is that I honestly believe that Tosus's Nanuim is already, see if he's talking about Halel then for sure, but even if he's talking about the Nanuim after Hadbas Halulov, I don't know, there maybe you would probably say it's a Hemshech of the original Maisa Netila. Yeah, but he's talking about going running around from place to place to be Mavaka Chola. Yeah, I think that's a Hefsek. So I think if we wanted to defend the Pri Chodosh, and again you might want to defend the Pri Chodosh in many different ways, I would suggest the best way of going down based on this is that the Pri Chodosh is talking about a case where he had an asnacht over here, he had a pause. He thought he was ready to sit down and say Ge'endit. You know, if there was a bracha l'achreha on the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, he's already blessing the bracha l'achreha. He's Ge'endit. He finished. Finito. Now you want to light the eighth candle because so and so reminded you that it's the eighth night and not the seventh night. Okay, so light the eighth candle, but you can't make a bracha on that. That's called Pirish Yadav. And if it's Pirish Yadav, then it means it's a new Maisa and it's not part of the original Maisa. You can get brownie points for the mitzvah of Zekelim Yaveu, but you can't make a bracha on Zekelim Yaveu. That's what I think he's saying. And if that be the case, Mashenket Elio Rabbah Sovar, Shahidu Be'osefes Neiros Avikiyu Mitzvah Namuvchar, B'mitzvah Shadlokas Ner Chanukah Atzma, Shadlokas Ner Chanukah Lo Nigmar Legamri, V'akati Choshev Over La'Siyosan. Again, the language is a little bit vague, but if it was up to me, again, he's writing the text, I'm not writing, but if I would write the text, I would say something totally different. That what the Elior Rav is saying is that even if he was, what was the language we used? Parash Mimenu, nevertheless, there's a mitzvah of Hidur mitzvah. And that is Hadlokas Ner Chanukah. Because let me ask you the following question, Rabbi Osai. I don't know if anyone's into this. Am I doing this on my own or you're into it? I'm very heavy into this. I'm getting very excited about it. I think what the Elior Rav is saying is that you couldn't possibly call it a Hidur mitzvah unless you're creating a Ner Chanukah. That's the point of the Eliyahu Rabbi. So therefore, by definition, he's talking to the pre-chodesh. You have to confess to me that you've created an Ner Chanan. Otherwise, the whole exercise is totally futile and meaningless to light a Ner and call it a Hidur Mitzvah. What do you mean Hidur Mitzvah? It's not even an Ner Chanan. Trust me, Rabbi, so you cannot fulfill a mitzvah of Hidur Mitzvah on anything other than a Ner Chanan. You hear that? I mean, that I would hack around. You know, we got to lace that into our mind. Oh, his memela comes along the Eliyahu Rabbi, and he says, "For sure, I can make a bracha. Why? Because what I'm doing now is I'm lighting an Ner Chanukah. So it's an amazing thing. It comes out according to the way I'm going to understand the Eliyahu Rabbi. There are two mitzvahs of Hadlokas Ner Chanukah. There's a mitzvah Hadlokas Ner Chanukah for the Ikar mitzvah, and there's another mitzvah of Hadlokas Ner Hidur mitzvah that's also Hadlokas Ner Chanukah. And that can justify a bracha.
That's what he calls mitzvah ben amufchar.
Okay, call it mitzvah ben amufchar, but what I'm suggesting is something very radical. You see, in the case of Mila, you can't tell me that since Shein HaMakvin is a Mila, is a mitzvah itself, because the Magen Avraham is, not the Magen Avraham, who was in the Darkei Moshe, already quoted the fact that you can't make a bracha. How does the Eliyahu Rabbi allow you to make a bracha on the Osofas Neros? And I'm suggesting that there's a new mitzvah here, which we never saw anywhere else, called Hadlokas Ner Shel Hidur. And on that you can make a bracha, the Eliyahu Rabbi, saying, according to the Pre-Chadosh, it might be an Ner Chanukah, and you're certainly lighting an Ner Chanukah, but the bracha was established on the Ikar mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. The Eliyahu Rabbi is establishing a new bracha, which is identical to the old bracha, but it's a new bracha on the creation of an Ner Chanukah, and that could be achieved even through Hidur mitzvah, even if the Pirish mimenu. Let's read the last paragraph. He says, "Lefia mavur b'das Eliyahu Rabbi, dad lokas neros no sofim, eno mitzvah bifnei atzma shel hidur mitzvah, ki im." Or maybe this is what you were saying before, Abby. All of a sudden, he says, "Mitzvah in a muvkar bad lokas ner Chanukah, shechoshev akate," that he has not yet lo nigmar mitzvah sad lokas ner Chanukah. That's not the way I said it.
Which,
you
know, Tosfos of Russia.
Yeah, he's using the Tosfos in Sanhedrin, I'm sorry, in Sukkah, and he's applying it here. You know, Adayin lo nigmar mitzvah. I would say nigmar mitzvah, but we have a new mitzvah called Hidur mitzvah, and the mitzvah of Hidur mitzvah is also a mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. But he's saying, no, lo nigmar mitzvah shel Ner Chanukah. In Cain, Harei Shem, oh, this I like. Harei Shem Ner Chanukah Gamal Aneros Nosofim. I know he says Shem Adlokas. Now I would leave out the word Adlokas. He says Shem Ner Chanukah Gamal Aneros Nosofim. And therefore, says the Eliyahu Rabbi, you can make a bracha on lighting a Ner Chanukah. Ubishim Hachi Dina Derav Huna. Oh, now he wants to swing back to the Beis HaLevi. The Beis HaLevi wants to know, can we use inferior quality oils for the Hidur Mitzvah? He says, "Mishmachi dina d'Rav Huna d'Psilos d'Shmonim Shabbos Chachomim Madlikim b'Shabbos, Ein Madlikim b'Chanukah b'Chol." Shaykh Af b'Neros Hanosofim Gamke. Ah, if you accept the Eliyahu Rabbi, and the extra candles are also Neros Chanukah. So even though Afgav d'Biyola Shalolas is called, he could have dropped it completely. He didn't have to, but Mikomakom. Kol Shemahadr Sab Mitzvah, and he wants to create a Ner Chanukah, and I guess the standards of Ner Chanukah are the same universally. Arei Adloka Lo Nigmar Adayin, V'Toras Adlokas Ner Chanukah Leha, V'Shaper Havi B'Chlala Takon She'en Madlikin Ner Chanukah, V'Psilos U'Shmonim She'en Madlikin B'Shabbos. So he's putting all the emphasis on the Adloka. So he's saying that if the Eliyahu Rabbi is establishing that there's Adloka even on the Tosefes Neros, then what constitutes Adloka? You need Adloka, which is a very secure kind of Adloka. which means that the quality of the wicks and the oils are superior in nature, and he's still involved in hadlaka as long as he's doing the heder mitzvah. The heder mitzvah is also part of hadlaka, so it's part of hadlaka that he should be governed by the same rules of hadlaka that apply to the first nair. What rule applies to hadlaka the first nair? It's got to be superior quality shmonim. So that same requirement will apply to the hadlaka of the other neiros. And in Mevela, the Beis HaLevi's ultimate conclusion would have to be that just like in Shabbos, you're not allowed to be madlik these inferior quality oils, so too you can't use those oils even during the week of Chanukah, because although they're only heder mitzvah, but nevertheless it's all part of that hadlakas ner Chanukah. And all this is based on the assumption that lo nigmar mitzvah hadlakas ner Chanukah, not the way we want. You see, He leaves you hanging over here because he's building his whole case on the Eliyahu Rabba. Now the Brich Chodesh rejects the Eliyahu Rabba and says you don't make a bracha on either mitzvah. So then the Beis HaLevi is right. You know, why should you up the ante on the standards of the heder mitzvah and equate it with the standards and requirements of the Iker mitzvah? But I'm going to say the following, that the Brich Chodesh holds that the issue is no. I'm going to say the following. Forget about the pre-chodesh. I'm going to say that even the Eliyahu Rabba would accept the position, the original position of the Beis HaLevi. Why? Because although there is a status of a Ner Chanukah on the Heder Mitzvah, Haraya, he's going to make a bracha on that lock of the Heder Mitzvah, but nevertheless, the standards are totally different. What qualifies as a Heder Mitzvah for the Iker Mitzvah, that requires the superior quality oil. But what standards and what regulations would, what conditions would demand, would have to be fulfilled for the Heder Mitzvah, might be totally different. The Beis HaLevi is right. Who says it has to be uniform? No, it's... What constitutes an Ner Chanukah for the Iker Mitzvah? What constitutes an Ner Chanukah for the Heder Mitzvah? He's going with the whole assumption that it's Lo Nigma Mitzvah based on the equation to Nanuim in Lula. But if you drop that equation, because again, there we're talking about extending the Maisad Loka, that's not going to be the discussion here on the table of the Beis, what's it called, the Pri Chodesh and the Eliyahu Rabba. But what's on the table here for discussion is that he was Parish Mimen. Comes along the Eliyahu Rabba and says, okay, he was Parish Mimen, but there's still a Hadlokas Ner Chanukah. And if there's still a Hadlokas Ner Chanukah, then make a bracha on it. If that's the Eliyahu Rabba, then the Beis HaLevi is right. We don't have to equate the standards of Ner Chanukah for the Ikra Mitzvah with the standards of Ner Chanukah for Heder Mitzvah. What qualifies as a Ner Chanukah for the Ikra Mitzvah is one question. And then there's another question, what qualifies as a Ner Chanukah for the Heder Mitzvah? To the extent to which the Eliyahu Rabba wanted to make a brach on the Heder Mitzvah, and it's based on the logic that the Heder Mitzvah also is a creation of a Ner Chanukah. If it's a created Ner Chanukah, so Lahadlik Ner Chanukah, make the brach.
Doesn't it go against your sense?
Just give Yitzhak was.
I was going to ask if you do hold that non-numim, it's like one big mitzvah. If you had one candle that fit the requirements for Hanukkah and seven cheaper candles, if you lit all eight, were you yotze the mitzvah?
Well, again, the moment you lit the first one, you yotze the mitzvah. That's a high quality man.
If we're saying that
you want to know about the heder mitzvah one.
But if you're saying it kind of isn't one mitzvah.
Well, again, it's one mitzvah lekula, but not lechumra. What I need to say, it doesn't undermine the mitzvah.
Right.
It's only one mitzvah to allow you, give you like this extension as far as the bracha is concerned.
So how can you say you can't use the cheaper candle?
Just one second. Oh, I hear what you're
asking. You don't need to do that.
How can I make the bracha?
Yeah,
because the bracha is on a separate mitzvah. Yeah, that's okay. Yeah, go ahead.
So why would you then how could there even be a concept of not of certain candles aren't allowed for Hiddur Mitzvah. Because you already were Yotze, who cares what you're lighting next?
No, but the question is, why are you Yotze the Hiddur Mitzvah? And number two, still make a bracha on the Hiddur Mitzvah? That's the big question.
Right, so if you can make a bracha, meaning if the Hiddur Mitzvah is like a nanum, it's part of, I think I've lost track of who said who, but Tosis was saying that it's all part, like it kind of extends the Maaseh Mitzvah.
Right.
So my question is then, if that's the case, and if you, meaning should you then only light one candle and not light the seven extra that are less good materials? And
if you
would that invalidate?
If you're not Yotze at all, let's say according to the Gvuras Yitzchak's Maskana, you're not Yotze at all the Hiddur Mitzvah with these inferior quality.
Right, asking if it's possible that...
But the Beis Halevi, at least in his Havavina, suggested that you would be Yotze. So you're asking, should he light them or not? It would depend on this Machloket. If you hold like the Gvuras Ari, what's it called, the Gvuras Yitzchak, then the final Maskana is that, you know, the same standards that we require the first candle we require in the Hiddur Mitzvah, then don't even bother lighting them. You know, if you have these cheap candles, like you say, inferior quality, don't even bother lighting them. But if the Beis Halevi understood that on the contrary, you should be lighting the other candles, and you could be lighting the other candles, and the Halacha never set a higher standard with regard to the other candles. So get your inferior candles, like you call the cheap candles, I like that phrase, and light them. Now, would the Beis Halevi go a step further and say, well, if you didn't make the bracha on the first candle, make the bracha on the second candle, which is an inferior candle?
Probably not.
That I don't know. Would the Beis Halevi go that far? I'm suggesting that maybe he would, if the interpretation is the following, that there's a separate bracha on Lahadlik Ner Shel Chanukah, as long as it has the status of Ner Chanukah. And number two, if we go with the Eliyahu Rabbah, I can upgrade this Ner to the status of Ner Chanukah based on Hiddur Mitzvah. And that would allow me to make the bracha. So I don't need Nigmar on Mitzvah, low Nigmar on Mitzvah. According to Eliyahu Rabbah, I'm saying even Pirish Yado, and all of a sudden somebody notifies him that, hey, buddy, it's time for another Ner, and to be Makayim the Hiddur Mitzvah, he goes and he lights and he makes a bracha on that. Why? Because the bracha is Lahadlik Ner Shel Chanukah. This is a Ner Shel Chanukah. Haraya this Pi Hiddur Mitzvah. Comes along the Pri Chadash, and he, I don't know, in my mind, he gets himself into a little bit of a quandary because he's saying, yeah, you should be lighting the next candle. That he's not discouraging us.
Right.
But yet he doesn't want to make a bracha on that. So it means... I'll tell you what it means. It means that there's no separate bracha on Hiddur Mitzvah. There's no separate... We make the bracha on the lulav with an anuim. So one way of answering that is because he's still involved in the original maisa. He never dropped it. What would Tosfos say about Nanuim and Hal? So that's the thing about Anshe Yushalayim. Just one second. If the Anshe Yushalayim would make a bracha, so you see that even if it was Piresh Yado, make a bracha. See, that's what the Eliyahu Rabbah has a very strong argument. You know, you see from Tosfos, you make a bracha on a separate kiyum of Zekei Miaveu, of Mitzvah and of Mufchar, I don't know. Maybe you could say that that's a different din, you know, it's a special halacha in Lulav, it's called Mitzvah and Mufchar, it's not really your classical Hiddur Mitzvah, I don't know. Yeah, Lenny, or Joel, you want to say something before?
The concept bothers me, the Hiddur Mitzvah, I'm going to light ugly candles. Make it a more beautiful Mitzvah. I have a beautiful talis, and I'm going to rag on, as an attar, and say it's Hiddur Mitzvah. It's not. I made it look worse.
So wait.
It's counter.
So here's the point. The Beis Halevi is saying that when you see the Ner, let's say you're the spectator on the street, you don't have a clue whether it was A quality shaman or C quality shaman.
No, it's flickering. It's not like a good light.
Well, no. It's not flickering. It's going to start flickering. And then what are you going to do when it starts flickering? So the whole business is that Kosa Zokaklo, meaning that will you get actively involved and push yourself a little bit further, right? It's like when you have to get up in the morning and it's schmack to sleep another half hour. So the question is, will you push yourself because you get an extra half hour learning it? You know what I'm saying? When you go to Dhamma Vasikas, you have to push yourself. How far are you going to push yourself? So the answer is that, you know what? I was, you know, I lit my Ner Chanukah. I'm not going to push myself beyond that. Oh, so if we deal with the Ikar Ner, that's a serious problem. We're not going to allow you to get away with a Ner that's going to thrust you into the position where you might take a laid-back attitude. But if the mitzvah is going to be completed, in any event, you have the superior quality of Neros. So we're not afraid of Shema Yivsha. Then you get to the second quality of Ner. Again, it's a perfectly good Ner. Nobody's denying that the Hinder mitzvah is there. Wow, look at that. He's lighting two candles. There must be two people in the house. You know what I'm saying? Ner l'cholecha mi'efa. But the problem is that maybe you'll let it go out. So that's called Shema Yivsha. That far, we don't have to worry about it in the case of Hinder mitzvah. So we're asking about the qualifications for the Ner for Hinder mitzvah. We don't have to force him to, you know, an Ani has to sell the shirt off his back for the mitzvah. So the Beis HaLevi, I'm sorry, the Bir HaLacha, the Mishnah Brura says, we're not going to force him to sell the shirt off his back for Hinder mitzvah. So again, Joel, you might come up and say, wait a minute, the whole point is either mitzvah is to beautify the mitzvah, and now we're going to say to him, you know what, leave it out. You know, it's a kind of, but the answer is that there are halachas, the Torah is worried about this, doesn't want you to spend too much money. But I wouldn't go as far as to say that, you know, this is a crummy kind of Ner Chanukah. It's the second.
Only because of Kal Sazako, Zako's law. It's not the inherent quality of life.
That's what I'm trying to say. It's all an issue of Shema Yivsha. Rashi says that he won't hover over the candle to make sure, oh, look, it's got to last for half hour. He's going to go on to his merry way. So if he's going to go on his merry way, well, and it's going to go out, we don't want that. Says the Beis HaLevi, I don't care. If it's the Yikrinik, I got to be very careful about that. Because then the whole mitzvah is torpedo. But if it's the Hinder mitzvah, I don't have to go that far. Maybe it'll go out, or maybe it'll start flickering, he won't stand there. There's all these chashashas, we don't have to worry about that. But again, I don't want to give this guy a bad grade in terms of Pearson on this.
The whole thing of Hinder mitzvah by Hanukkah is different to other Hinder mitzvahs.
Ah, okay. So that's another approach to this whole discussion. That maybe we could say, like the Prichada, not like the Eliyahu Rabbah, that maybe Ner Hanukkah is different. You know, why do we find Mahadran in Ner Hanukkah? Why do we find Mahadran in a Mahadran? We don't find this anywhere. So maybe this is part of the original takon of Ner Chanukah, and then the whole Beis HaLevi falls apart. You know, forget about the Beis HaLevi. I don't even want to hear what the man has to say. Because if this is the way Chazal established the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, don't start talking to me about, well, either maybe different standards or lower our guard as far as Ner Chanukah, as far as either mitzvah is concerned. No, this is really essential to the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. And that's where the way they were masaking the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. They were masaking it that you should fulfill your mitzvah with Ishu Beiso, Nelchol, Echavyecho, Mahajim, Minimajim, the whole picture.
With the same standards throughout.
And therefore it should be the same standards. The Beis HaLevi is starting with a different premise. Is I think the in Hebrew we say the Keresh Kvitza, you know, the sounding board or the starting point of the Beis HaLevi is that, you know what, just like in any mitzvah you want to be mahadda the mitzvah, so too in Chanukah you want to be mahadda the mitzvah. But we don't have to be so careful and be so anxious about the mitzvah of Hinder mitzvah that we have to disqualify Neros. And by the way, if you disqualify these Neros, then what do you end up with at the end of the day? Because let's assume that on the market, you know, for whatever reasons, it's not so easy to obtain the first class Neros. So at the end of the day, you're going to tell me, drop the ball on the Hinder mitzvah. So, you know, you can understand the Beis HaLevi from that perspective also. The Beis HaLevi wants to encourage the possibility of Hinder mitzvah. So he says, you know what, let's drop the standards. Because the whole thing is based on this chashash. Had the Beis HaLevi understood up front that the mitzvah of Hinder is built into the Ner Chanukah itself, then I don't think there would be any difference in standards between the first and the last. But his point is, and with that we'll try to wrap it up, he wants to say that according to Eliyahu Rabbah, you can make a bracha on Hinder mitzvah because the Hinder mitzvah is a dailo nigmar mitzvah, and he's still involved in the hadlaka. if he's still involved in halakha, then the standards have to be the same standards, and you're allowed to make the bracha. So it's a kula and a chumra. It's a kula that we can still salvage the possibility of making the bracha. On the other hand, it's a chumra, because we're going to say that the standards and the demands for this Ner Chanukah of Hidur are the same. What unfortunately he doesn't you know, swing around, you know, to the Pri Chadash over here, and so what? So what are we saying? You know, maybe he's implying that the Beis Halevi would be correct according to the Pri Chadash. You can't make a brach on Hidur Mitzvah, and if you can't make a brach on Hidur Mitzvah, then the standards are going to be different for a Hidur Mitzvah. It's not the real McCoy. It's not part of the original Mitzvah. What I'm suggesting is that I think he's obfuscating one point. He's completely oblivious to the question of, is he still within the original Maisa Mitzvah, or was it Pirish Yada? And it seems to me that the Pri Chadash is talking about a case of Pirish Yada, because he's talking about a case where he was under the impression that he's up to what? The seventh day, and then all of a sudden he finds out, lo and behold, he wakes up. Well, like Yitzhak said at the beginning of this year, maybe it all depends on his subjective mood, his attitude, his kavana, and he thought he was finished with the mitzvah. No, finished with the mitzvah. Go home, make your bracha achrona, go home. So they tell him, hey buddy, I have a revelation for you, you didn't finish it. You still have another Hidur mitzvah. So the Pri Chadash says, don't make a bracha on that. But anything, I mean, the Pri Chadash would be on board if you were within the context of the original Adlaka, you haven't completed it yet, maybe the Pri Chadash would say in that case, make your bracha, even on the Hidur mitzvah. If you make your bracha on the Hidur mitzvah, then we're inclined to go with this mahalach that maybe the standards for the Hidur mitzvah should be the same as the standards for that. But my only point is that the Elio Rabbi might be saying something totally different. He might be saying that Enochinami was Nigmar mitzvah, and Parish Yodo, but the very fact that you have a Hidur mitzvah, like we saw in the tour in the case of Tzitzin Shedim Ha'akvin, that during the week he'll be chozer, but he doesn't make a bracha, means there is such an entity as a separate Maisa Hidur mitzvah even after he fulfilled the mitzvah. And maybe the Elio Rav wants to say on that separate independent Hidur mitzvah you can make a bracha of Lahadlik Ner Shulchanuk. Because if it's either mitzvah, it must be a Ner Chanukah by definition.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a lot of. Thank you so much. There's a lot here. You know, we didn't even get to the second half of what we wanted to prepare for today. But Bali Nether will do that on another occasion. Maybe tomorrow. Yeah.